to the conclusion yesterday that Birchas Hanenim comes under two categories. One might be Doraisa, the other might be Drabbanon. One is a Matir, and the other is Birchas HaShevach. In terms of Birchas HaShevach, we could theoretically have a bracha even after the Achila. Birchas HaNenim would, as a matir, would not make any sense whatsoever after he already finished his eating, finished his meal. But Birchas HaShevach stands, so to speak, as an entity unto itself. And it's a Chiv Drabbana. As a matir, we have Kol Hanenim and Olav HaZeb Lo Bracha Kilu Mal, and that Me'ila might generate an Isu Doraisa. Hence, Rabbi Kivega says on the Re and Tosus on Daf Yud Beis that if he doesn't know if he was Yotze the Birchas Hanenim because he started thinking he had a cup of wine in his hand and then he was anticipating a Bor Priya Gofen, so he said Shemu Malchus under the impression that he's reciting a Bor Priya Gofen, we don't know what the status of such a brach is when all of a sudden he kicks himself and he reminds himself, Shakal Niyah Bedvar, I have Shekhar and not wine. And the Re says, and Tosi has to repeat the bracha again, because Lalocha, we don't have an answer to this question. And the Rav asks, well, wait a minute, Safik Brachas Lahakil, it's only a Drabbanan. So he says, but if we're dealing with a Matir, so then it would make sense to say Safik Doraisa Lachumra. But if we're dealing with a Birchas HaShevach Lodoya, and that's only a Drabbanan, then we should say Safik Drabbanan Lakula. But the answer is, he's about to drink Shechar, and we're not sure if he was Yotzi with that bracha, so he has a Sufik Isur, and that's where Rabbi Kivega points out in the Gilin HaShas, we have to go Lechumra here. What kind of Isur are we dealing with? It could be we're dealing with an Isur Doraisa of Asul Yodim Lenos Mina Olam HaZebelo Bracha. Okay. So now we're up to Minani Mili. So this is the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Ketzah Mevarchim, which I think in the Daf Yomi they did 2 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. And the Gemara has a pasuk called Kodesh Ilulim Lashem. And the Gemara says that the extra ribui of Hilulim, because it couldn't say the Hilul, why the double Hilul, and Hilul is Lashem Bracha in this context, is Malamed Sheteunim Bracha Lifneim Uli Achreihem. So you need a bracha before you eat and a bracha after you eat. And Mikan Omer Rabbi Akiva Asul Yodam Sheyitom Klum Kodem Sheyivarech. Now Rashi interprets this Yalfus of Kodesh Ilulim, and he says Benetar Avayksiv Umashma Shnei Hilulim Ta'un Be'achiloso. When he eats the Netar Avay, which is a mitzvah to eat in Yerushalayim, then he needs two hilulim, two brachos. What are these two brachos? When he's eating the neter avai, he needs a bracha lifneim and a bracha lachreim. Rashi says that's only in the fourth year of the produce of the tree. Shehu muter ba'achila. You know, it's even though the first 3 years are osur b'toras orla, the Torah permitted the fourth year as revai, but only in Yerushalayim. Now, the impression you get from Rashi is, and the very fact that the Gemara derives it from the word hilulim is that we're talking about a birchas shevach. I mean, we're not talking about a birchas amatir here. I mean, if you're deriving it from hilulim and the double language is one before you eat and one after you eat, then clearly we're dealing with a chiyuv shevach. And if that be the case, then Rabbi Akiva, who is now deriving a bracha from the parash of Netar Avai, which Rashi says is that you should sandwich the achil of Netar Avai with a bracha lefonet or bracha lachreo, is then we should assume that just like Netar Avai establishes a chovas shevach, and that's before the Achila and after the Achila, and that's derived from Hilulim, which refers to the Achila in Yerushalayim of Netar Avai, then Lechora Birchas HaNenim, which is derived from Hilulim, from Netar Avai, is also Chiyuv Shevach. So then what does it mean when Rabbi Akiva says, based on this drasha, this Yalfusa of Hilulim, he says, Asul Yadim Shiitam Klum Kom Chivara? The language of Rabbi Akiva clearly indicates that we're talking about a Birchas HaMatir, because if he eats without a bracha, he violates an Isur. Again, he doesn't add the words Kime'ila, he doesn't have the equation to Me'ila, but he does call it an Isur, because he says, Asul Yadim Shiitam Klum Kom Chivara. So we're in a bind here, because again, just to appreciate the friction, the tension here. On the one hand, Rabbi Akiva is deriving Birchas Hanenim from Kodesh Ilulim Hashem in Neter Vai, which is clearly a Chiyuv Shevach. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says Osel Yodam, he postulates an Isur. So the Rav wants to suggest the following mathematical conclusion, that Rabbi Akiva holds that if you eat without a bracha, and you mavatel a kiyum shevach vodoya, that's asur. You know, he's chayav here for being mavatel a mitzvah. So the isur is really just a bittul mitzvah. Like, take for example, if you were holding on to a lulav, let's say you had a lulav on the table on Sukkos, and you would rip it to shreds. You know, you mavatel the mitzvah. So that would be, according to this understanding, that would be a Mais Avera, because he's actively being mevatel a mitzvah. Here too, when he eats without making a bracha, and the Torah requires, based on Hilulim, a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you eat, so he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah of Shevach, he went ahead and he was mevatel his mitzvah of Shevach by eating. So the Maisa of Bittul Kiyum Chova Shevach is called an Easter. Hence Rabbi Akiva says, Asu liyadom sheyitom below bracha. But the question is, how does Rabbi Akiva know that from Neter Avai? You know, in Neter Avai, again, you have a chiyuv hilul. The Torah says that before you fulfill your mitzvah of achilas Neter Avai in Yerushalayim, first you have to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say anything in the parasha of Neter Avai about an Isur, that as if to say that if you eat without this bracha, then you violate some sort of an Isur. If Rabbi Akiva had some sort of independent svara to say that a person who eats without a bracha is violating an Isur, fine. But if he's deriving it from Kodesh Ilulim in Neter Avai, that just like in Neter Avai you have a Chovas Shevach, so too before you eat you have a Chova Shevach, but why does that generate an Isur? He says the following. The Gemara has a Kal Vachomer. Kishu Saveya Mevarech, Kshu Raev Lo Kolshkein. If the Torah requires a Brach of Yechalta V'Savat on Sviya, when you're full, then how much more so when you're hungry and you're suffering from hunger pains, how much more so do you have to appreciate the fact that God gave you the ability to remove your hunger pains? He provided you with food. So if this be the case, then the din of Birkas HaNenim, which is a Kiyuv Shevach before the Achila, is derived from this Kal Vachomer of a Kiyuv Shevach after the Achila. Because if there's a Chovas Shevach after the Achila, and that's written in the Pasuk of Echalta V'Savatu Beiracht, how much more so before the Achila when he's Roev? He has to be Meshavech on the possibility of eating, that God gave him a possibility of satisfying his hunger. And he says, even though Birkas HaMazon is a classic Birkas Hodah, which expresses our gratitude for the Chesed of Hashem that he gave us the ability to eat and be satiated, but nevertheless we're going to derive from that Chovas Hodah with a Kal Vachomer that there's certainly a Chiyuv to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that God provided him with food and enabled him to satiate his hunger pains. So the Chiyuv Shevach should be Chal based on this Kal Vachomer even before the Achila. And I think we've discussed this in the past, that there is a Chiyuv Hodah both before the Achila and after the Achila. So he says, just like in Tefillah, for example, we have a need to be Mesader Shevach before we engage in bakasha, and then after we engage in bakasha, we need a hodah. So too in achila, we need a birchas hashem before the achila, just like we need a birchas hashem before bakasha and tefila, and then afterwards, he's finished eating, he needs a birchas hodah to express his gratitude and thanks for Hashem that he was able to enjoy this food. But again, all this makes sense if you assume that the definition of birchas hanenim is a birchas shevach vodah. Then we understand that the Gemara is a kal v'chomer, and if you have a chiyuv hodah after you ate and you satiated, how much more so before you eat, then you're going to anticipate God's gift that he gave you the possibility of neutralizing your pain and your hunger pains. But that means that the mitzvah of birchas hanenim is a mitzvah shevach vodaya, and we, just like in tefillah we have a shevach before tefillah, so too in achila we have a birchas hashevach before achila, and just like in tefillah we have a birchas hodah that comes at the end of tefillah, so too in achila we have a birchas hodah of yachalta v'savat v'rachta after the achila. But all this leads us to a question as to how Rabbi Akiva derives an isur that could only be removed through the birchas hanenim, right? Because again, Rabbi Akiva's language is asul yadam shi'atom klum kodem shi'avarech. Where is that coming from? And Rav Salvechik wants to claim that we can only perhaps shed a light on Rabbi Akiva from the Maskonas HaGemara that Svarahu, that the Gemara says that Enochinami, we could not derive from Kodesh Ilulim Lashem any valid, you know, conclusions. We have to derive it from Svara. And what was the Svara? The Gemara says, also Yotlanus Menolim Azeblo Bracha. Which means that Asur, there's an Isur, Lehenos Menolim Azeblo, without a Bracha. And it's not just because of your bittul essay, right? Because, you know, it's like ripping up a lulav. You know that when you eat without a bracha, you mavato the chiyuv shevach, and you are chayav as an isur. But rather, birchas hanenim is a matir to remove the isur meila because also lehenos min olam hazeh. And perhaps when the Gemara finally maskana sets up birchas hanenim as a birchas hamatir, that's in addition to the Chiyuv Sheva. So let's say, for example, if Rabbi Akiva accepted the Yalfusa from Kodesh Ilulim, and that Yalfusa could generate a Chiyuv Hodah and Shevach, or alternatively, if we're going to derive from a Kavachomer from Bracha Lachreu, V'chalta V'savata Be'rachta, and that's a Chiyuv Shevach, the Gemara now, L'maskana, is not rejecting the Chiyuv Shevach, but adding to the Chiyuv Shevach. As if to say that Brichas Hanenim comes under two different categories. It's an overlap of two different dimensions. It has the dimension of Chiyuv Shevach, and that's what we said derives from either Brichas Hamazon or Kodesh Ilulim, that the Achila should be sandwiched by a Shevach at the beginning and a Hodah at the end. But on top, to boot, we also have an Isur, and the Bracha now serves as a Matir, and that's derived from Svara. That if a person is going to be Nana from God's world, Lashem Aratzim Allah, he first has to pay up by reciting a bracha. Kan Kodem bracha, Kan Liachem bracha, the whole 9 yards. And Rashi says, El Svarahu, the Kevan de Nana, Tzarch Lahodos Lemisha Bera'am. And Rashi sounds like he's going back to the Din of Shevach, right? That's what Rashi says. He says, Kevan Shenevet Tzarch Lahodos Lemisha Bera'am. So it comes out that Birchas Hanenim, even though the Maskonas HaGemara is a matir to remove the Isur Me'ilah, but we're not undermining the definition of Birchas Hanenim as a Birchas HaShevach. And it would seem from Kodesh Ilulim Lashem that the Achil of Neter Avai is sandwiched with the Bracha Lefonel, Bracha Lachreh, that's all Shevach. And even if we derive Birchas Hanenim from Kal V'chomer, from Birchas Hamazon Lachreo, the nature of this Kal V'chomer is to establish a Chiyuv Shevach in the case of Birchas Hanenim. Because Ra'ev Lo Kolshken. But in the context of that Birchas HaShevach, we have to add another element into the equation. That's the Birchas HaMatir, which is the Svar at the Gemara, the Gemara's Maskana. And he says the following. Let's say he ate without a bracha. Can he make a bracha after he already ate without a bracha? And this might depend upon the two approaches. If Birchas HaNenim is a Birchas HaMatir, so if he ate without a bracha, ain't a yochel lachzor levarach. But in contrast, if Birchas HaNenim is a chiyuv shevach v'odaya, then he could be chozer u'mevarach.
Why can't he first case?
No, I'm saying if he ate without a bracha. Okay. So, what shaykh is Birchas HaNenim after the achila? If Birchas HaNenim is only
superfluous.
If Birchas HaNenim exhausts itself in a matir, if that's the only element in Birchas HaNenim is matir, that's what machayev the bracha. Then if he already ate, what sense does it make to recite a Birchas HaMatir after the food is already in his belly? If on the other hand, Birchas HaNenim is also Birchas HaShevach, it's not just the Birchas HaMatir, so although he's a little bit late with the Shevach, but the Shevach could operate l'mafreya, that, you know, I'm thanking you Hashem because you gave me the food, the opportunity to quench my thirst and calm down my tsar of ravon.
Now, after he finishes eating it, he needs to be mitzar if the part he didn't make the bracha was shown on with it in order to have a shear for a bachachrona. Does he do that or not?
So again, the Gemara vacillates back and forth bichlal whether he can make a bracha rishona after he ate. And again, the Rav is saying that the analysis is how do you define and classify the bracha rishona? If it's a bracha of a matir, it's too late. If it's a bracha of shevach, it's fine. And now, if it's birchas hashevach, then you can make that bracha. You still chayev a birchas hodah for benching. You know that doesn't replace the chiyuv of chalto v'svato berachto. And that's what we get over here. Now, the Gemara says, "Ein omrim shira el al hayayin." Let's open up the Gemara and see this inside, because this is pretty much a new topic that I don't think we got a chance to discuss. So we're on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and if I'm not mistaken, it's towards the bottom of the Amud. Let me just remind myself. If you see it, please let me know. Oh, it's a little bit earlier on the page. My mistake. You see, Minani Mili, Torah Rabbanon, Kodesh Ilum, Lashem Alam, Yishetunim, Brachul, Lefnei, Vachreya, Mikanom, Rebbe, Kiva, Osu, Liodom, Shiyitom, Klum, Kodesh, Shivar, Vahai, Kodesh, Ilum, Lahoki, Udiyosa, Hami, Boy, Lechad, Di Omar, Rachmona, Achle, Vahadra, Achle, Ve'idot, Dovra, Ton, Shira, Ta'un chilul, she'ein ta'un shira, ein ta'un chilul. Now, what does this mean? If it's a davar ha'ta'un shira, then ta'un chilul. So for this, we have to know a little bit more about neta ravai, and the halacha is that the ribui here, that the Torah is teaching us that a Dovr HaTon Shira is Yayin, and we'll see in a minute why Yayin is called a Dovr HaTon Shira. On that, the Torah says Kodesh. It has Kedushas Neter Avai and Ton Shira, therefore, Ton Chilu means, therefore, you're not allowed to eat it out of Yerushalayim unless you first are Poda it. But Dovr She'ein Ton Shira, let's say the other Peros, that are not used on the Mizbeach, they don't have the Kedusha of Kedushas Ravai. And this basically leads us to what's called Kerem Ravai, if you're familiar with that concept. and the ain ton chil, but all the other fruits other than yayin, or other than grapes, do not require chil because they're not included in the kedusha of neter vay. So basically, the bottom line of this discussion is that neter vay is only on a kerem and not on other peros. And the Gemara clarifies why that's so. Kidder Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, the Omar Rabbi. Omar Rabbi Nosi says the name Rabbi Yonah's son, that is the same as what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name Rabbi Yonah's son. Minayin she'ein omrim shira el al hayayin. So when they did the nisuch hayayin al gavim mizbeach, the Levim would sing the shira. Shenemar vatomer lahen hagefen, the pasuk in Shoftim, hechdalti es tiroshai. In other words, Ha'im aspik latet yayin hamesameach elokim va'anoshim. Im anoshim mesameach elokim va'memesameach mikan shein omrim shira ela al hayayin. So we have halacha that when we bring a carbon to Beis Hamikdash and they're doing the nisuch, they do the nisuch with yayin. And that means that Tirosh is Choshev, it's Mesameach Elokim. And that's why the Pasuk says, Es Tiroshi HaMesameach Elokim Ve'anoshim. So if you take a look quickly at Tosis, Ein Shira El Alayayin, Tosis says, Pirish, Ein Omrim Shira Al Shum Achilas Mizbeach, Kegon Zrikas Domim, Nisuch HaMayim, Ki Im Alayayin. So he's saying the following, that Shira is only on what? On Yayin. But he says we do find Shira without Yayin, Kagon Hal B'Shchitas HaPsochen. He says, Beer divrehem nir lefarsh yesh beis mini dine shira. There are two dimensions to shira. There's shira midin karbon, so the kiyum of the shira is the kiyum karbon. And he quotes Rabbi Meir in Erchin that shir ma'akev es hakarbon. That's how far he went. That the karbon is not mechaper without shira. But it could be that even the Rabbanan who disagree and they hold that there is a Kiyum Karbon without Shira, but nevertheless, there is a Kiyum with Shira, it's just it's not Miyakin. But now we have another dimension. It's not just the Kiyum in the Karbon, but Din Shira B'Migdash, HaMahavech Chalos Kiyum Shira Lifnei Hashem. Now it's independent of the Karbon. Just the fact that I'm in the Migdash, there is a Kiyum of Shira Lifnei Hashem. The Tosis wants to be Mechadesh that the halacha of Ein Omrim Shira El Hayayin is fundamentally a din of Shira of Karbon. That the Shira at the time of Nisuch Hayayin is Chal on the Karbon. It's a Kiyum in the Karbon. Masha Enkein, with regard to Shira in Migdash Lifnei Hashem, here we don't have halacha of Ein Omrim Shira Ella Al Hayayin, and therefore with regard to Migdash you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shira even without Yayin. Now if that be the case, then Tosis is Kasha from Hallel that we recite Hal B'Shas Shchitas HaPesach, so we see we do have a Kiyum Shira without Yayin. Umisimchas beis hashoeve dahani shiros hamyin chalos kiyum shir b'migdash di'al v'lo nemer in halacha she'enom shira l'yayin. So again, as far as shira in migdash, we find other expressions of shira in migdash which are not dependent upon yayin. For example, in the Karban Pesach or the Simchas beis hashoeve, these were shiros that took place in the migdash, and that's a kiyum shira b'migdash. Has nothing to do with Yayin. When we talk about the Kiyum Shira and the Karbon, the Kiyum Shira and the Karbon is only through Yayin. we see that according to Tosfos, Ein Shiul HaYayin means when there's a kiyum in the carbon itself, you need a kiyum shir in the carbon. That's din midini ha-carbon, but the kiyum shir in Migdash is not a din in the carbon. It's just a chovas gavra. You have an obligation to sing God's praises in the Migdash. Ubedin shira da gavra lo nemra ha-locha she'enom shiul HaYayin. When you're reciting Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not limited to Yayin. In the Karban, is you're limited to Shira al Yayin. That's this Kei Yayin. But if you're talking about Migdash in general, a Kiyum Shira v'Migdash, you're not limited by Yayin. So let's take, for example, the Levian. Right? The Levian sang during the Nisuch HaYayin. But they also sang at the time of Shkita HaPesach. How do we view these two, shall I say, kiyumim of Shira Salavian? And the answer is partial, that if they're singing at the time of Nisuch HaYayin, then that's considered kiyum in the carbon. But if they're singing in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Shkitas HaPesach, right, so we're not talking about Nisuch HaYayin now, then that's a separate kiyum of Shira. Of Shira B'Mikdash. And Shira B'Mikdash does not depend on Yayin. It doesn't exhaust itself in Yayin. And he writes this fantastical chiddush here, that Shira Salavi B'Shas Shkitas HaPesach Eino Kiyum Shira B'Cheftza Shel HaKarbon. Because again, the Kiyum Shira on the Cheftza Shel HaKarbon is limited to Shas Nisuch HaYayin, and there's no Nisuch HaYayin in Karbon Pesach. So if the Shira is not a kiyum in the carbon, then your fallback position, whether you like it or not, is a separate chalos Shira b'fnei atzma in the Mikdash. Now you might ask, well, what's Machayev Shira in the Mikdash for that separate kiyum? So in the case of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we understand that there's a kiyum. If I could ask you just to, yeah, I'll tell you why, because all our limud gets affected because I can't concentrate.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, just
yeah, what do you book, need? This? Paper. Do you need crayons too?
No, sorry.
What do you need?
These three books.
These three books.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. It's not to me. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about the oil in here. Okay. So what do we have now? We have a case of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Simcha of Ushafte Mayim generates a Chiyuv Shira, and that Shira is fulfilled in the Beis HaMikdash. Do we need Yayin? We don't need Yayin. In the case of Korban Pesach, what is Mechayev the Shira in the Mikdash? Again, we don't need Yayin. And the Levim are singing away at the time of the Shkitas HaPesach. So in the Mikdash, we're having a Shira, and it's a Kiyum Shira that's connected to the Mikdash, but it's not in any way generated by the Karban. There's no Nisuch HaYayin. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that based on the Tosfos Psachim, that's a Shira al HaNes, that somehow, you know, we remember the Ness of taking the Karban Pesach, or maybe the Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know, he doesn't spell it out, at the time of the Shkitas HaPesach. I mean, I would have said that the Mechayev of Shira is the mitzvah that comes only once a year, the special mitzvah of Shkitas HaPesach. But he's saying it's a Kiyum Shira based on Ness, on remembering the miracle, because he has a Tosfos to that effect in Tosfos. Mahave Kiyum Shira b'Mikdash Lufnei Hashem Lufi Zen Nira the Afal Pidur Abbeya Sovid the Shir Ma'akivis HaKarbon Mikolakom Mode She'en Shir Makeves Veshchitas HaPesach to be kevet the law of Yishira al HaKarbon, but rather to Shira and Migdash, it's not Ma'akim in the Karbon. So the Shchitas HaPesach will be Kshera even in the absence of Shira. Now, I want to add this next paragraph and then swing back to our Tosfos here at the beginning of Ketzat Mevarchim, and then we can sort of put the piece of the puzzle together. He says, he has a Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, that the Rambam says that at the time of the Shkitas HaPesach, the Kohanim would blow the shofar to Tokim Hakonim B'Shas Shchitas HaPesach. And the Ram writes the following: Hoil V'Einlo Nisachim L'Tkoa B'Shas Nisuch is Tokim B'Shas Shchita. Now he says the following. Again, this requires a lot of knowledge. I'll just say it's, you know, maybe on a superficial level, at least we'll touch the tip of the iceberg. He says that in general, Tkias Kohanim is Bechatzotzros, and that takes place at the time of the Nisach Hayayin, while the Levim are reciting Shira. That's a Rambam in Paragimel Chesklei Migdash. And now we find that with regard to Shchitas HaPesach, when there's no Nisach Hayayin, the Kohanim are blowing Bishas Shchitas HaPesach. I assume they were blowing a shofar. I think the Rav is assuming that the blowing was Chatzotzos. Now Chatzotzos are blowing Bishas Nisach HaMayim. Why are they blowing the Chatzotzos at the time of Shchitas HaPesach? But the answer is that the Shira of Shchitas HaPesach is not a kiyum in the Karban, which we require Nisuch, but rather it's a kiyum in Migdash, a Shira in Migdash, a separate independent kiyum of Shira in Migdash. And therefore the Kohanim are blowing B'Shas Shchitas HaPesach, because the halacha of Ein Omrim Shira Leyayin doesn't apply to a kiyum Shira in the Migdash. Okay, fine. Now, let's see if we can go back to our Tosus. Tosus says, Ein Omrim Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach Kigon Zrikas Domim V'Nisach HaMayim Ki Im Al HaYayin Avol Vaday Matzinu Shira V'Lo Yayin Kigon Halel Shebeshchitas Psochim. Oh, very sharp. Now we understand Tosus very well. Tosus is saying that this halacha of Ein Omrim Shira al HaYayin is not a contradiction to the halacha of Shira at Shchitas HaPesach, where there's no Yayin. And the answer is because you only require Yayin when the Kiyum Shira is on the Karban. Ein Omrim Shira al Shum Achilas Mizbeach Kigon Zrikas Dom Nisach HaMayim Ki Imal Yayin. So the Shira, which begins with the Avodah of Zrika and continues throughout the Avodah, for example in the case of Sukkot, you have a Shira at the time of Nisach HaMayim, that has to be on Yayin because that's a Kiyum in the Karban. And that, according to our mayor, is even Likuva. But then we have another category of Shira that's totally different, and that's a kiyum that's not connected to a karban, because the kiyum to the karban requires b'shas avoda. Here we're talking about shas shchitas haPesach, so that can't be a kiyum in the karban, but rather that's a kiyum of Shira unto itself, and therefore you don't require yayin. Yayin is only required when the Shira is connected to Nisach HaYayin and to the Avodas HaKarban, and it's a din in Karban. But when you're talking about Shira as something independent of the Karban, that's a Kiyum Shira in Migdash, you don't require Yayin. And what examples can we give of a Kiyum Shira in Migdash which doesn't require Yayin? We have the example of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and we have the example of the Shchitas HaPesach. And the Shchitas HaPesach is a Shira that's a Kiyum in Mikdash. What generates it, the Rav says, is Nes. And the Kohanim during the Shchita are blowing the Chatzotzos. And the question is why? I mean, we know the Kohanim were blowing the Shas Nisach HaYayin, but now there's no Nisach HaYayin, he's just shechting the Pesach. And the answer is, within the context of a Shira B'Migdash, we're going to have a double Kiyum, an integration of the Shira Salavim together with the Tkiyah of the Kohen. And that's going to create a full blasted Kiyum of Shira in Migdash. Okay, now the balance of this essay is all about Kodshim. And we're going to really get into, if we decide to go through this, I don't know, I'm inclined to think, let's take a look at the next piece on page Tuf Yud. Tuf Yud. If you fast forward 10 pages to Tuf Yud, which you don't have, but maybe we can photocopy that. That's the sugya of Shemen Zayis. What bracha do you make on Shemen Zayis, if any bracha at all? And that is a major discussion here about Shemen Zayis, and that's going to follow with the sugya of yesterday. That was the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti. You know, you have different kinds of flour and mixtures and tafshilim, with some which have more flour, some have less flour, the ikar, the tofel, whether you make a bar minizonos, you make a shakal niyadvaro, what bracha achrona do you make? And that goes on starting here on page Tuf Yud. So that's a possibility for tomorrow. And another possibility would be, where does he have a discussion here about Sura Sapas? I mean, that's a big sugya. Oh, that's here on page Tuf Lamed Tes. So I'm not sure. We'll work it all out. We'll decide. Okay then?